On a moose hunt, Bill Agler had to establish himself at a very remote outfitter's camp down a long Forest Service road. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We get there and spend the night there. The next morning, we're going to go up into the hunting area. There's one road that goes into this area, and he says, we can get into that road with four-wheel drive. We've got the tamarack pines that are turning colors now, and we hunted there. We'd drive, we would stalk, and we'd get the binoculars out and look for the moose. And then it started snowing on us, but that's okay. We would stop, we would glass, and we would look, and we would glass, and we would look. The first day of hunting, we saw zero moose, not one, though we did see some tracks. So we go out on the second day, we repeat. Again, we see zero moose, come back, spend the night, and it snows even more. So we went up, and on the third morning, I go up there, and darn if there's this little moose about 150 yards away, and he's above the road. Now, the guide had told me, don't even look below the road because there are no road below the road. And if you shoot something down there, we're going to have a heck of a time getting it out. So pretty much I just been looking above the road, and there's this moose about 150 yards away above the road, but really only about 85 yards from the road. So I get out and the guy says, okay, that's a shooter. Go ahead and take him.
Not as simple as that. We'll find out tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.